This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air. This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Annyeonghaseyo.
Korean culture is everywhere right now.
On your screen, in your playlist, and probably on your dinner table too.
You're listening to K-Talk on ORFM.
Your no pressure, all fun dive into Korean culture with Gen Z's. Good evening, everyone at home. Annyeonghaseyo.
Annyeonghaseyo.
So, like, today we did introduce our last podcast. Wait, did we introduce our last podcast last time?
We did.
We did. Perfect. Okay, so today we are talking about K-pop. Big industry. Me and Will, so passionate. I think I listen to K-pop. I mean, I have a Korean K-pop playlist that I listen to almost every second of every day. It's my go-to playlist.
That's the go-to for fun and energy.
Yeah, it is. And I think, we're going to cover five topics like we have been the last few times. And yep. I think, let's key them off real quick. So we're going to just cover a little bit over girl groups. We'll talk about everyone's favorite, at least Will's, BTS Army. Yeah, okay. Ursula's favourite. Do they need an introduction? No.
If BTS didn't, then they don't either.
Excuse me. Anyway, ongoing debate between me and William. Is Stray Kids better than BTS?
Bit of foreshadowing.
You just answered yes, it is.
Oh.
No?
Did I?
Yes?
We'll have to play that back.
All right. Anyway. our fourth one, we're going to go over solo artist a little bit. And then just the industry as a whole is number five.
Yeah.
I think let's kick start. Let's go into girl groups because me and Will have some different views on this, but actually they're kind of similar, aren't they?
They're similar, but in different ways. Like,
yeah. Like, I think, okay, so we're going to talk. Is it now? I'm so scared to pronounce this. Well, pronounce it for me.
I was just thinking, some of them have some really difficult names to pronounce.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, don't judge
for
us
example.
Too hard. For example, our
for
first
example,
one.
Yes. Le Seraphim.
Le Seraphim.
I think that's right.
Okay, so like, obviously, hopefully, a lot of you guys do listen to K-pop at home.
Yeah, so, and if you don't, these can be recommendations.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Will. That's perfect. Yeah, these are good recommendations.
Hopefully, they're good.
So, like, my favorites from Le Seraphim.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. is Spaghetti and Anti-Fragile, and I think we both agreed on this.
Oh, we're pretty similar
one.
On that.
Yeah, I think we were both like on par. I think Spaghetti, awesome song. I think
so fun.
Funny enough, it actually took me a while to get into that.
Me too.
Yeah, I think
it's so silly, but you kind of have to get past that and just enjoy it.
Yeah, and for those of you who have TikTok, obviously,
true,
you had to have seen the dance.
Yeah.
That is also what partially got me really on board with the song is actually the dance that comes with it.
Yeah,
because it's just like cool and groovy, and
it's
I'm like,
so
oh
silly,
yeah, look,
but like in a fun way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then they've got their other song, and which is Anti-Fragile.
Anti-Fragile is so it's so like to me, I describe it as like modern.
No, it is. You're
right.
It's
very sleek, modern, but so catchy as well.
It's catchy. I think that's why I get so hooked onto it as well in saying that. Yeah. But then again, like, I just feel like I don't hate the girl groups. Oh, actually, in saying that, while we're on it, girl group in Korean. Can you say it?
It's similar. It's like guru guru.
Guru guru.
It's like that.
It's so
something
cute.
Like that.
I love it. Yes. And then boy group is...
Oh, is it like that? I actually don't know.
I thought you knew that.
I don't know that. I mean, it
it's
could
okay.
be similar,
I don't.
But
I'm
I don't want
to
guess.
I'm sounding like I know, but I know nothing. No, I did know it, but I can't remember off the top of my head right now.
Yeah.
That's okay. Next time, guys, we'll get back to you with that one. Otherwise, we know girl guru. Girl guru?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
something like
that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then anyway, so we've got other in our girl groups. We've got... Will's favourite.
Oh, yeah. If I pick a girl group, it's Twice.
And I pick Cat's Eye.
Yeah.
I think Cat's Eye are fun.
Cat's Eye, to me, are just like the Spaghetti song.
I just have more fun with Cat's Eye.
They're very different. Like, experimental, I think.
Like, I think if we're going to go cat's eye, let me just, like, look up a little playlist here for a second and, like, let's just deep dive into that. But I'm thinking cat's eye. Ah, yeah.
I want to hear what song you like.
Gnarly.
Gnarly.
Oh, yeah, you have to love Gnarly. Okay, for those who are old enough to listen to it, it does have swearing in it. So it I'm not going to recommend it for anyone who's young, but anyone who's mature, definitely give it a go.
The song's fun.
It is fun. I don't like Pinky Up. I hate Pinky Up.
They're hit or miss for me.
That's a strong word, and I do use it there.
That's why you use it.
Shimshimida.
Oh, yeah.
Dislike.
Yeah.
So I do dislike Pinky Up. I just couldn't get into that, and I even don't like the dance.
Yeah. I think it's very hit or miss with them, but when they hit, like Gabriella.
Yeah.
You know that song?
I love Gabriella. Gabriella's good. And they do Game Boy and Touch. And
oh, yeah.
They just are so many big ones that I just enjoy. But going back to Cat's Eye, they performed at what was that big one that everyone gets dressed up to?
In the States?
Yes, in the States. You know what I'm on about?
It's not Coachella, is it?
Yes. It's Coachella. Yeah, Coachella. Okay, yeah, so they performed at Coachella. Actually, there was a lot of K-pop bands at Coachella.
Yeah, it's taking over, guys.
I mean, I think everyone loved it, though, because, I mean, they've got so much energy. It's so perfect for Coachella. Like,
and they can perform.
In the outfits?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Like, you get the full choreography with K-pop.
Yeah.
When it's live.
Yeah.
Which is really fun.
It's a full full cycle.
Yeah.
Performance, the people, the outfits, everything. They've actually got
it all tied into one. It's a full package.
Yeah. So then in going over that, Cat's Eye performed at Coachella. They performed Pinky Up.
Did they?
Mm.
Oh, I haven't seen it. See, I would want a Gnarly and Gabriella. That's what I would want to hear.
Yeah, I think I would have wanted Gnarly at Coachella. Mm. I would have been, like, in the crowd jumping and screaming like that. That would have been me.
Can you imagine?
The words are easy to remember.
That's true.
You can't go too wrong. But, yeah. All right.
So I feel the same with Twice. I think Twice is so fun.
No, okay, I'm not going to lie. Twice are all right. I just prefer Cat's Eye music.
Not all of them, but they have a lot of music. And I like a lot of the music.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, fair. Yeah.
I don't like, they were very, like, they started very cute. Very, very cute.
Yeah.
And it changed into more modern. I like that more.
Mm.
I don't know if I like recent so much, but, you know, they're all hit or miss, really. What's your thoughts on Twice? I want to hear.
I'm not that opinionated. Okay, for those at home, I'm not that opinionated.
Maybe
don't judge.
I just need to teach you more.
No, I actually do like Twice, though.
Yeah.
I actually do like Twice. I just think I just prefer Cat's Eye more. I think they're, I mean, like, if, okay, going into our next subject, BTS, if we were going to compare me and you, like, BTS and Stray Kids, then, like, we would be looking.
Yeah. Now we have, like, a side edge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Not that we dislike either.
Yeah.
None of us dislike any, but we have a favourite and it's hard to break into the other one.
Like, if we're describing Stray Kids, they're loud. If I was going to describe Cat's Eye, they're loud. So I definitely like that music type.
Yeah,
it's just.
You do have a lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, not that I don't branch out, I listen to literally everything under the sun, like every country, every genre, everything. I listen to everything.
Rock,
classic, everything. I just, for me, that is my, the loud, the noisy.
I think BTS is, they can be loud too, but not in the same way Stray Kids is. They're often a bit softer. They have some ballad type of songs, but they also have, like, rap as well. I don't like
but
the rap
Stray
as much.
But Stray Kids have that too.
They do. They're loud.
I think it's just different, though.
Yeah, it's different. It is different.
Let's talk about BTS and then let's talk about Stray Kids because I think that is where we're going to see all the differences and kind of compare there.
Yeah.
Going to BTS, love...
Nore.
What does it mean? We can't say these words for
song.
People who don't know. Well done. Okay.
I had
song.
A feeling that was going to be the next word, so I threw it in.
Well done. So our songs, like, we're going to talk BTS songs.
Yeah.
I think we've got very different preferences of what we like from BTS.
I think that's right, yeah. We each have a different favourite member. I think that kind of speaks to that.
Oh, so Will's favourite member from BTS?
Jimin.
Mine. And for those at home who like the male sex, definitely Jungkook. I mean, you would have to be blind otherwise. Like, honestly, boy, solo performance, everything Jungkook is the best out of the whole band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can understand. Respect.
I'm glad you can respect, but I can't give it back.
Not yet.
But, yeah, okay, so, yeah, definitely. So, actually, before we came onto the show today, me and Will did sit down and we ranked our top. We ranked them 1 to 7 about, like, the order for this, and this was actually really hard for Will, guys, because, obviously, Will does love BTS.
I do. I really do. I know all the members, and I ranked them. Ursula ranked them separately to me, and then we compared.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It is interesting.
It's different.
Just to say, we also did the same with Stray Kids.
Yeah, we did do the same
and
with
Stray
Kids.
And you struggled with that one.
Oh, Stray Kids was... I can't even... I feel like it should just be 1 and 2, and it's not even, like... it's, like, both good. It's, like, it's not
That's
even good and bad.
Struggle with
okay,
BTS.
It was just...
So,
but I had more members to deal with. I had one extra member to deal with.
That's
that.
True.
It was
that's
even
true.
Harder.
Yeah, you got that one.
Anyway, well.
So, my favorite, Gasu.
Number one.
Favorite singer.
Gasu, yep.
Jimin. I put Jungkook second.
Okay.
Which is, you know, that lines up with us.
So, like, my number one is Jungkook.
Yeah.
And then my number two is J-Hope.
Yes. So, you like the rap. I can already tell.
But I also like the style, the dress sense.
Yeah, it's the full package. It's not just one thing about them. They do.
They have dress sense and, you know, and on top of that, dancing. I've talked about this several times with you performance-wise.
He's an amazing dancer.
Both these two are just, like, top tier for me.
Yeah.
Number three.
Number three for me is V.
I've got RM.
Okay.
Only because, okay, when we go to Stray Kids, though, but you would know that I am a sucker for a leader.
Yeah.
Yep.
You are.
I do like a strong leader.
We're going to see that soon.
Mm. Yeah.
And then for me, it's all pretty even. I put J-Hope, RM, Jin, and Sugar. Pretty even. No one's, like, last until you have to put someone, you know?
Okay. Yeah, no, mine's got a last, though. mine's listed. Mine's different. This was easy for me, kind of. So then it goes, I've got Jin, then Jimin, then Sugar, and then V last. Yeah.
So our lists are quite different.
Yeah. I mean, don't hate me at home, okay? They're just, everyone's different. Let's just put that out there. but yeah, I think, yeah, that's our comparison. I think, it's very different with our BTS list.
It is very different.
It's very different.
But I think that we're quite similar in our favourite songs from them.
Yeah.
DNA.
Oh, I love DNA. Actually, no, I will give you that. I love
there
DNA.
You go.
Although, my favourite song for them from Arirang, what was it?
Ooh.
Do you remember?
No, you'll have to tell me.
Body to Body.
Oh, yeah.
I loved Body to Body. Do you not remember that?
No, I remember now.
Wow.
I remember.
Shame on you.
Oh, my God. My memory's fading.
Just kidding. Okay, yeah, no, I did. I loved Body to Body.
I agree with that, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But you like...
I like Into the Sun.
Oh, good. I was like, don't say Swim.
No,
basic.
It's not Swim. It's not Swim.
I mean, Swim's okay, though. I'll be honest. It's been stuck in my head the last couple
not
of days
bad.
At home.
I think it's a safe title track, but...
Yeah, yeah. I think there was only really songs that I liked in the Arirang concert. I don't think I loved the whole thing.
Yeah.
But again, that's preference. I mean, we're going to have BTS people out there, and you know what? Good job, you guys. I mean, me and Will were thinking about going next year to Australia for BTS.
Yes, we thought about it.
The tickets are live now. And
they're going up as you refresh
the
page.
Yeah, exactly. And the price, the combination's going down as you go up the page.
Yeah.
You know? Less and less.
So that's a war I don't know if we're fighting, but...
Mm.
It's always Stray Kids.
Like I said, going on to Stray Kids.
Yes.
If Stray Kids come, I am there in a heartbeat. And I don't care how much I have to pay. I will pay it.
Yeah.
I will pay it. Let's just go straight onto our list because we've just done BTS list. Let's go Stray Kids list, all right? And I hope everyone at home knows Stray Kids. I will be so disappointed if you don't at least know one of their songs. I love Stray Kids. If you don't know them, you should look them up. I just can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, Stray Kids.
Everyone we've mentioned is a good introduction to K-pop. Definitely.
I think so too. Yeah. Yeah.
So here we go. Now, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Our lists are very similar.
It is. I know.
So I don't know Stray Kids well, so why don't you begin?
Okay, do you want me to read my whole list?
Go for it.
All right, let's just read my whole list. Okay, and then I'll just talk to you a little bit about why they're each in their place. Although it was so hard for me to do this because, like I said, like, I just love Stray Kids. Like, I'm just, like, one of their biggest fans. Like,
yeah.
This was difficult.
You've got all the merch.
I love Stray Kids. So, firstly, Bang Chan, dad of the group. Like, yeah. Just hands down, he is just so amazing. I watch him so much on TikTok, so I just love him and his personality that he puts out there. And him as a leader is just such a strong leader because he just looks after his group and team so well. And they call him the dad of seven because he looked after them so well. And I was like, he just deserves his title so well. So much, so much, so much. So then second, obviously, Felix. Let's go.
I know it's obvious.
Obvious. I mean, it would have been Felix first. I mean, this was hard for me, Bang Chan and Felix. Like, oh, they're kind of a tie for me.
Are these the two Australian?
Yeah, they're both Australian. They're both Australian. Felix, deep, deep voice. You'll know him from, like, you'll hear him in God's Menu, like,
I'm
a chef
his
cooking on a five-star Michelin. Yeah. Like, he is just, like, amazing, and I love his voice, and I love his uniqueness, and his, like, he's a model as well, so he's extremely attractive, and, like,
very
he's just
well-rounded again.
Well-rounded, big sponsorships everywhere. Like, he's just amazing. Then it's, I'm going to cook this name up so bad.
Oh, give it a go.
Let me try. Hyunjin?
I think
Hyunjin.
That's right.
Hyunjin. Again, this was so hard. This is hard for me. Everyone's hard. Hyunjin, not only very good looking, very good vocalist, just good dancing. I like him dancing. I think he's very good at dancing. I watch a lot of his TikTok. Him and Felix do a lot together.
So at this point, I just want to say we have the exact same top three.
Okay, well, there we go. Like, this is, okay, perfect. So
mine might be very influenced by yours.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. No, I'm an influence out here. No, I'm just kidding.
No, look at the evidence.
So, like, let's look. We've got number four. I've got Han.
Yeah.
Mainly because I just think he's adorable and I think he's so nice. And just, I watch him on TikTok. Okay, you know what? I watch all of them on TikTok. I follow all of them on Instagram and TikTok. But anyway, Han's amazing. Good-looking fella. Then five, Changbin. Again, muscles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Boy's bulked up in the last year or so. Like, he looks good. Six, and I'm going to cook this name too. I just know it. Sungmin.
Yeah, Sungmin. Sungmin.
Please don't judge me too hard.
Still learning.
I'm still learning. Let's put it out there. Again, love him. Love his vocals, especially in, and we talked about this the other day, Divine.
Oh, the start of that song. That's what I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
Because he's my next in my ranking.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Oh, it's just insane.
So for any listeners, you should definitely listen to the song Divine by Stray Kids and listen to the intro. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I just, such a good song.
Best Stray Kids song, dare I say.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh, stop. Okay. I can't pick a favorite. I'm really sorry. I can't even try. You've already asked me to rank the members. You know how that was? Like, this is going to take forever. After that, we got Lino and then Ayin.
Yeah.
I mean, love them both, but
I mean, again, like, someone has to be last. Sucks.
It's just,
you don't want to put anyone last, but
I mean, they're really funny and cute on TikTok, and, like, I watch a lot of them on TikTok as well, and I love them out of TikTok. As in performing-wise.
Yes.
They're good, don't get me wrong, and I'm never going to knock any of the members. I love them all, but I just,
someone has to catch your eye. You can't watch eight members at the same time all the time.
Thank you. Bang Chan sticks out for me.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think Felix sticks out.
Oh, yeah.
No, definitely.
He's incredible, yeah.
So my list, I don't know the rest very well, so my list is pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
I just put Sungnim, Changbin, Han, Ayin, and Lino.
Not a bad list. Not a bad list.
Got approval from the biggest fan.
I know. Not a bad list. It's okay. I will accept everyone's different from this point on. It's fine. But let's go solos, just quickly.
Yeah.
What we think of that.
So we each have, we've talked about our favourite soloist.
Yep.
From BTS, at least. And I think I can say that that is your favourite soloist.
Say his name.
Jungkook.
Jungkook. Oh, I love him. And J-Hope.
And J-Hope, yeah.
Killing It Girl. Yeah, that was a big one. And the dance in Killing It Girl, oh, it was amazing. I just, oh, love
everything about it. He's an incredible dancer.
He's very good and energetic and, like, so much motion and, like.
I think he might be known as the best dancer.
He's known as that, but I challenge that with Jungkook because I feel like Jungkook looks so effortlessly and smooth when he dances.
That's for sure.
Yeah. He makes it just look so effortless. Like, it's just, oh, I'm jealous.
He does.
Obviously, you are Jimin.
I like Jimin. My favourite solo song is Who by Jimin. Easy for me. I don't think you know that one, do you?
I was going to say, don't judge. I've never listened to it.
You're going to know it, but you don't know it yet.
Okay. All right. I'll listen to it.
I guarantee.
At some point.
Yeah.
When I've got time in between my Stray Kids, I will listen to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult.
Female Hwasa. I'm probably saying that wrong.
Hwasa?
Yeah. H-W-A-S-A?
Hwasa. It's a cool sounding name.
It is a cool name. Good Goodbye. And she was an absolute legend and icon for picking her crush to be in the music video clip. I just was, oh,
that's
love
iconic.
Her for it. I know it is iconic, right? Love her for it. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's cool.
Then we've got Jennie.
Jennie, yeah. We haven't mentioned Blackpink.
I do like Blackpink, actually.
Yeah.
I do like Jennie's songs, her solo.
Yeah,
there's not many.
Yeah, me too. Mm. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like Jennie.
Yeah. Come on, Will, break out into song for us.
That'll be another day.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not going to push too hard. I hope everyone in the home knows that he's bright red right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it hot in here, just me?
Okay, buddy, calm down. Okay.
Oh, it is just me.
And then, like, that was very brief of a solo, but I think next time we're going to be talking a little about, like, sponsorships with our solo artist anyway, and we're going to be talking introduction to our next episode. Spring that one on you before we even get to our last subject. We are going to be talking fashion and makeup.
Yes.
So,
style, fashion.
Sponsorships kind
everything.
Of thing. Yeah.
The aesthetic.
Oh, I love the aesthetic. Let's just save that for next episode,
Ursula. Yes.
Rein it in. Anyway.
K-pop. I feel like we can't not mention K-pop Demon Hunters.
I think you're very right. K-pop Demon Hunters, the industry as a whole, K-pop Demon Hunters has taken over, right? And I think, like, I mean, I'm not factually stating this, but it did do well globally.
It's everywhere. It's on everything. It's in McDonald's. It's everywhere. You can't avoid it.
You know what? Talking about K-pop Demon Hunters, just going to go on a little side quest here for a second. Now, I'm going to butcher his name so bad. His name is, he's a Canadian-Korean actor. His name is I can't remember the rest of it. He plays Jinu. He's in my K-drama I'm watching at the moment. And I can't emphasize enough how much everyone needs to watch it. He's also the lead in Business Proposal. So if you love Business Proposal, that is Jinu. Yeah, that is Jinu.
It's all so connected.
Some Google stalking the last few nights. Anyway, just trying to learn more about him and his work. That's really cool.
Yes,
Business Proposal. He's done K-pop Demon Hunters. He is Jinu. And he is also the lead in my show at the moment, which is called Sold Out On You. It's released weekly episodes at the moment, but the last one comes out this week. I nearly finished it in the last 3 days. I just cannot emphasize how much you need to watch this if you like it.
You waited until all the episodes are out until you can start binging.
Yes, because otherwise I don't have the patience to wait a whole week for another hour, and it's just not enough for me.
I agree with that.
Especially when you're left on the cliffhangers that are like, they look like they're going to kiss, and then someone pulls away at the start of the next episode, that just rips my heart out. So, you know, I need some clarity with that.
Exactly.
But industry as a whole, what's another one global that just like was like, I think it was number one in the world. And this is going how many years now?
Oh, this is like 2012.
And everyone at home is going to probably already know what we're talking about. They're going to know. Say it. Go on.
Gangnam Style.
Is it Psy? Is that his name?
Psy.
Yeah.
I think this is a lot of people's first K-pop song.
I mean, I think that really opened the world up to it, didn't it?
It did.
I mean, okay, we might be wrong, but I really feel like, especially when I was my age, and with the song and the style and, like, when it came out, it was played all around school. Like,
It was everywhere.
Everyone was
doing the dance in front of a TV.
That's so embarrassing. You admitted that to everyone just now.
It's not on record, don't worry.
Funny. I think, yeah, it was massive. And I think that was when, like, if we're comparing it to Western music, this is kind of when I feel like music was changing again, really.
I think so, yeah.
Personally, I feel like that's when it was changing.
Yeah. And it's slowly, like, K-pop has influenced Western music a lot over time. Probably Gangnam Style started that.
But then if we vice versa that, I think that's happened the same way around the other way as well.
I do too. It's really caught up to the global level.
Yeah.
As K-pop. So, yeah, it's very interesting. That could be another thing one day to really compare K-pop to Western music even.
I think there's a lot of things we could compare.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, I think that's all we've got time for today anyway. So, like I said, next time we are going over what?
We're going over fashion.
Yes, it's my
fashion
area.
Style, makeup, everything. We're going to talk our favourites, all of it.
All right. Well, till next time.
You can catch more episodes of K-Talk on your favourite podcast platforms.
Whether you're deep into K-pop, K-dramas, food, or just curious about the Korean culture, we're all figuring out as we go.
Stay curious, stay open, and don't take it too seriously.
We'll see you in the next episode.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air. This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.